I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Haiti's downward spiral continues, though not without hope. UN authorities tell us that roughly 1.5 million Haitians are experiencing emergency levels of food insecurity. Gangs control around 80% of Port-au-Prince. But Greg Yetto with Christian World Outreach says their doors are still open. Their center provides meals to kids in the city 3 times a week. Their vocational training program for women has also continued.
When the ladies can get there, they get there. They will do anything, you know, these ladies, to get their education that they want, this vocational training. And it's amazing to see.
Pray that Christians will show God's love as they meet people's physical needs and share the gospel with them. You can walk alongside the ministry providing food and relocation help for Haitians. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And the Jesus film, created by Crew in 1979, is being recreated for the next generation as a fully animated reimagining of the original film. Jeff Peters with the Jesus Film Project tells us that when Jesus releases in December of next year, people will be able to put on 3D goggles and enter the scenes themselves.
We're talking about the next jump of technology that allows people to experience the gospel in a way really never before possible.
Beyond animation, on-the-ground national teams are already brainstorming distribution methods and how to prepare for follow-up ministry with people who see the film. This is where you come in. If you have insight from your ministry experience on how this new gospel tool can be crafted or distributed in such a way as to reach people most effectively, Jesus Film Project wants to hear from you. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.